This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As pro-life advocates have traveled through a snowstorm tagged in social media, Snow v. Wade, their friends in Texas turned out in protest where Roe v. Wade began in Dallas. The pro-life safety standards law in Texas that has lowered abortion numbers is before the U.S. Supreme Court this year, charged as being an undue burden on abortion. Questions about Dr. Curtis Boyd of New Mexico are surfacing that could implicate the abortionist if he's using partial birth abortions to provide specimens to a University of New Mexico research study. If true, Boyd has violated both state and federal laws. In the wake of specimen collection by Planned Parenthood, Wisconsin is doing what it can to defund the abortion giant. Two pieces of legislation steer funding for health care to providers who do not provide abortion. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
One family is sharing the view from an intrauterine laser surgery that corrected a placental defect for their identical twin girls, and the view is stunning even at 18 weeks. Images of arms, hands, legs, faces, noses were captured from a tiny camera used in the surgery. The girls were born healthy 19 weeks later. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.